Grand jury probe will begin today. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, the 22nd May, 1914, page 5, column 1. E.A. Stevens, Assistant Solicitor General, will present all bills to probers this morning. It is expected that when the grand jury convenes today, the charges growing out of the Frank case against various persons connected with it will be presented for a thorough probe. The solicitor has made no statement to the effect that the probe will be taken up today, but it is known that bills are being prepared, and there is a feeling prevalent at the courthouse that these bills will see the light of day in the grand jury room this morning. Among the names which are expected to be presented to the grand jury following the charge to the jury by Judge Ben Hill are C.W. Burke, who operated extensively as a detective in the defense investigations and who was conspicuously involved in the extraordinary motion hearing. C.B. Ragsdale, the minister who admitted he was bribed to make his affidavit. Arthur Thurman, an attorney, who, it is alleged, was involved in obtaining the Ragsdale affidavit. C.C. Tedder, sometimes Burns' operative. Dan S. Leon, Burns' right-hand man, and mayhap William J. Burns himself. E.A. Stevens, Solicitor Dorsey's assistant, will present the bills to the grand jury at the solicitor's direction. Meanwhile, the solicitor is busy with routine matters of the Criminal Division of the Superior Court and is expected to ask for a continuance when the hearing of the tie motion for the setting aside of the Frank verdict is called on Saturday. The solicitor has not yet had time for the full preparation of his reply. And for this reason, it is said, there will be no sessions of the criminal court next week. Judge Arthur Powell, attorney for William J. Burns and Dan S. Lehan in the contempt proceedings, is expected to return to Atlanta today, and the case will probably be called on Saturday. The action was recently delayed by the absence of Judge Powell,